Blog Talk Radio.
This is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with...
Anthony Sinandres.
Yes. So, if you didn't catch that, that was a mix between Capcom vs. Marvel 3's theme of Captain America, mixed along with the opening for the Batman animated series, and then mixed along with the Superman animated series, because today we're doing This Week in Comics 4, where we talk about Batman Eternal, All New Invaders, Batman Superman 9, and, last but not least, Secret Origins, which has a Superman origin, because nobody knows how that guy got here.
It's a total mystery, but we're going to examine it, and we're going to tell you whether it's good or bad, or possibly
both.
Yeah,
because it's like, what is it, how long has Superman been here? Not 75 years, that's Batman, actually, this year. What was last
year? Last year was 75, so 76 years now.
Last year was 76 years now, give or take about, yeah. We don't know how he ever got here until this exact comic book.
76 years of mystery.
Oh, yeah, we were like, whoa, man, this is a secret origin. Whoa, it's where they got the title, yeah.
76 years of secrecy.
I know, but getting back to the Batman Eternal, that is issue number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Issue number 3? I'm getting lost now. It's every week, and I'm getting so confused. It's like,
I know.
It's supposed to be every month. So, yeah, so this one was actually pretty good.
They definitely picked up the pace with it.
Definitely. What did you think about it?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know too much about Stephanie Brown prior to this comic, so I don't really know much about her prior to New 52. But apparently her dad is a supervillain, and I don't know if that's how it was before. But it is now, and that's pretty cool. But my favorite part of this issue is probably the scene between Batman and Penguin when he goes into the Iceberg Lounge. And the way he just walks in, he's like, Cobblepot. You know you're so screwed if he walks in like that.
Yeah, and I love Penguin. Just, you know, it's like, oh, would you like some, like, no. Actually, what I love the most is Penguin isn't a fighter. He gets put through a table, and he sits up like, wah, 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 wah. Like, no, you were put through a table. You're the Penguin. You know, the fat doesn't shield you. You're in pain.
Like, literally, three panels later, he's just standing perfectly fine. It's like, how did that not hurt you at all?
You're the Penguin. Maybe Mr. Freeze. It's like, all right, he's in a suit. But Penguin? No.
It wasn't even just a table. There was cups, glass, metal trays on that table. Like, what? I don't know. But it was a really great scene between the two of them.
Definitely. I definitely think that Batman needs to use Penguin more because I know you were mentioning before in our phone call that he actually did this in the Arkham Origins video game, which I
the newest DLC called Cold Heart.
Yes.
It's all about Mr. Freeze. And pretty much what's happening is, this isn't like too much going into spoiler territory, Penguin and Mr. Freeze kind of team up in a way. Penguin supplies him with the goons. They're trying to get some kind of cyrotech weapon or something to that extent. And eventually Mr. Freeze doesn't want to do this anymore. Penguin gets mad or whatever. And it ends up Mr. Freeze just freezing him in a giant wall of ice. Batman comes in the middle of this. Penguin wants him to get him out of there. So Batman asks where Mr. Freeze is going, what he's after. He tells him, which is smart because he uses Penguin, because Penguin has no connection to Mr. Freeze now. Now he wants Mr. Freeze gone. Where, unlike in this comic here, he doesn't really do that, like you said before the podcast, and I don't really know why.
Yeah. It would just be so smart to just team up, because, I mean, I understand that the Penguin is the Penguin, but use your resources. You know, and he's a guy who does use resources. He goes out, he shakes down, criminals, even if it's, like, you know, low life, you know, literally, like, the lowest on the totem pole, to try and get information. Use them, you know, use them as your eyes and your ears and everything, not just, you know, all right, tell me what you need to know. I'm not working.
Exactly.
Have a nice day. Go back to your
Exactly.
And then
get something.
Yeah. But I have to say, though, it was really Stephanie Brown, you know, having her father be a villain, especially being such a cold-hearted villain, because I had a strange feeling that he would try to maybe coax her, try to maybe get her in, and he was just like, you know, sacrifice. Psh, it's not a sacrifice. You were actually a bad daughter. Like, wow.
Yeah, he's just
new.
Like, wake up. Yeah, he's like, wake up. You've always been a disappointment, Steph. I was like, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll have to do better next time. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny, though. I wonder what he meant by disappointment. You've always been such a delinquent. You've never done your homework. Some guy in the background. Maybe she could join us.
Exactly. I mean, you're on a team of supervillains. Isn't that kind of what you want?
Yeah. Like, I wonder what he means by disappointment. You've always been a good person. You're so kind-hearted. You will now die for your insolence. Like, all right, I guess I understand.
You gave that homeless man $3. You screwed up my month.
Yes. Yeah. Do you understand what he's doing? He's working for the Penguin. You are no daughter of mine. You've given the Penguin $3. Like, I really want to know what is his definition of a disappointment?
Exactly.
Because I only thought about that now, because at the time I was like, yeah, you know, she was a really bad... Wait a minute. No. If she were bad, that would be good.
I'm wondering if her mom is in on this, though, because she kept telling her not to go to see her father, and at the end she calls the mom. I'm like, maybe that's not the best move. That could make this a lot worse.
I'm wondering if either the mom knows, or if just the fact that it's like maybe her mom is just like, nah, he's probably doing some stuff with some ladies or, you know, whatever. And now that the daughter knows, now it's like, well, I guess we got to kill your ex-wife. And usually that's never a problem for a guy to do.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much.
So being told by the villains, you have to kill your ex-wife, he was like, wait, I already did. Oh, you mean before your daughter, before she even got in the door?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. I mean, I guess we got that base covered. But, so I think that could be what happened. I feel like she isn't answering because they just immediately were like, well, your daughter's gone. Well, she probably went back home. My ex-wife is there. Take her out.
Yeah, and I mean, in terms of the progression of the series, I don't know about you, but for me, it's never a good sign when Batman's last line in an issue is, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's never really the best, no, just like, what's going on here? It's like, that's never, you know, when is that ever, when is Batman, mind you, the guy who, you know, is so paranoid that he'll have knowledge upon the daily poops that you take, like, he knows your bowel movements. When he doesn't know what's going on, that's an issue. You know,
that's
a big problem, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I really enjoy... What's weird, though, I want to say, I kind of... Okay, obviously, I don't want to see the bad guys win because there's an apocalypse, right? As you were shown in the beginning. But I think they actually shouldn't have shown us that. Because, honestly, I'm kind of rooting for the bad guys just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
There was one line. First off, I don't like the anarchy and the chaos. People can die. I don't like that, right? But the one thing that I do enjoy is, and you know, it was said, you know, by our new commissioner, right, interim commissioner, that who said, I liked it back in the day when you can shoot, just take one of these costume, you know, guys and just shoot him in the head. And it's like, honestly, I
can see that.
Yeah, like, I enjoy Batman's stance of, you know, it's like, all right, let's put him away, let's let the legal system, but the legal system does its job, they just bust out anyway. So technically, and I don't feel like there's a trial that needs to put them back in, it's just finding these guys to put them back in. So technically, if Falcone, you know, and whoever associated with them really just went around shooting the Jokers of the world in the head, it's not going to breed more, they're just going to, you know, like, they're done. I mean, again, organized crime is terrible. But also, it's always a choice. You told me, what would you rather have, the mob or the Legion of Doom, right? What is your preferred type of villainy? I choose the mob.
I mean, when it comes down to it, would you rather have the mob in front of you or someone like Gorilla Grodd or Solomon Grundy?
Exactly. It's like, do you want... Because the thing is, the Legion of Doom is still the mob. They're just literally the super mob, you know? I like that option. Literally, just would you rather have, you know, some human guy, you know, just flipping a coin, who's not Two-Faced, by the way, flipping a coin, right? Or a giant ape.
Exactly.
I am Grodd. I'm going to go with the guy with the fedora.
Exactly.
And the tailor-made suit. So I don't know if I'm rooting for Batman, which I think is an issue. I think that might be a problem. By the way, if anyone wants to talk to us about either Batman Eternal or any of our comics that we're, you know, talking about today, please call us at 718-664-9468. The number, again, is 718-664-9468. All right, so we know who we're rooting for.
Clearly.
We have Batman. I do have to say, it is pretty crazy, though, like just, you know, immediately. Like, I feel like I don't know much about, you know, cops and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a cop. I don't know too many cops. But I have a weird feeling that it's kind of a stretch. Not that I'm pulling realism here, because Batman punched a plane. But I just want to say it's pretty interesting to just be like, the commissioner says we're not sending out police officers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess he said so. Like, obviously, I'm assuming a couple people are going to be rogue. But, because, I mean, technically, it's like kind of like, technically, he didn't say let's not send out cops. Technically, he said let's send out cops against Batman.
Exactly.
So technically, they are. But it's still kind of interesting where it's like, but there's a crime on 37th, known as a Batman. But I'm looking at it right now. You know, it's like, no.
Yeah, I mean,
you gotta,
I guarantee.
Gotta focus on.
In terms of those rogues you mentioned, like, on the police force, one of them is, I can't remember his name, that new guy? Commissioner Gordon Jr.,
yeah.
As I like
oh,
to call
yes.
him?
Yes. Oh, yeah,
he's definitely
going to
be one of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. He'll probably lead Bullock and a couple of others into
the commissioner's just going to be like, we need a squad. Who's going to lead? I'll lead. No, you say, no, I'll lead. It's cool. I got it. Batman's evil. I got
it.
Let's go. We got this.
Yeah. What I want to say, though, I enjoy where this is going, I'm still, you know, and they did have to give Penguin different people to work with, and why did they give him different people to work with, who, in my opinion, aren't as well known as some of the other, you know, Batman rogues?
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel like they thought, wait a minute, didn't we just do this? And they did. It was called Arkham War.
Yeah.
And it was good. But it was called Arkham War, and it's kind of, it's not the exact same thing, obviously. There was no Falcone, obviously, because, you know, this is technically in canon with Arkham
mm-hmm.
War and everything. But it was just very, you know, interesting, where it's just like, why isn't he working with guys like, you know, this and that to fight against, like, oh, you know, why is he working with other costumed, you know, criminals that are usually located in Batman's universe? And it's like, oh, that's right, you know, it's because of the fact that you just use them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, I haven't read Arkham War, so I'm total. I mean, I've heard Bane dresses up as Batman. That's pretty much all I heard about that. So, yeah.
Let's take that as you will. No, but I don't want to spoil you with, like, whatever surrounds that. But if you actually want to look into that because you're thinking, wait, what? Definitely check out Arkham War. I mean, at the end, it kind of, like, just kind of degrades where, like, all right, I wasn't cool with the ending, really. But I have to say, though, that the first maybe, like, 2-3 issues, excellent. I was a big fan of them because they were really cool. Like, you should definitely get them whenever you have the cash. Like, whenever Superman and Batman come out and they give you discounts on both Superman and Batman items, definitely check it out. So, you know, in a couple, maybe like 5 years from now, whenever it comes out.
Speaking of that, to kind of just go away from comics for 1 second, have you heard of the new cast member for Superman Batman?
Yes, but the thing is,
oh.
Okay, here's the thing. No, but here's the... I won't ever defend... I'm not defending this movie, because it's probably going to be terrible. However,
yeah.
I would like to say that, from what I've heard, DC didn't say Cyborg has been chosen. The news sites are saying Cyborg has been chosen. Technically,
mm-hmm.
Victor Stone could have been chosen.
Exactly.
That's... Yes, and that's what I think people need to understand. Where, you know, no news site is going to... I made a joke on, you know, on someone's... status about this where, you know, I posted a couple names where it's like, you know, it's like no one says, you know, Victor Stone has been chosen, you know, an actor has been chosen for Victor Stone in Batman versus Superman. An actor has been chosen, for Arthur Curry for Batman versus Superman. An actor has been chosen for Kyle Renner for, it's like, no. Like, you know, you're going to have that Patrick picture where it's like he's looking, you know, Patrick from SpongeBob looking at the people under his rock. Who are you people? That's exactly what you're going to have. Everyone's going to be scratching their heads. I don't know who these people are. So, of course, they're going to choose names like Aquaman. Like, even with Nightwing, right? Even with Nightwing, when that was a rumor, but still. Even with Nightwing, no one's going to say Dick Grayson. right? They're going to say Nightwing.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what people need to understand, too. Now, again, I'm not saying this movie's going to be good at all. But what I am saying is that Cyborg may not have been chosen yet, but Victor Stone most definitely was.
Yeah, because supposedly he's going to serve as the bridge to the Justice League movies.
Yeah. And, I mean, a lot of people could, you know. And I think that's what they need to do. They need to do like that, because I think that's an issue that, no, we'll get to this later. This is another day. But
okay.
Cyborg, well, Victor Stone, not Cyborg. Maybe Cyborg. If Cyborg appears, I'll give everyone that. It's going to be terrible. But if Victor Stone appears, we're good.
Yep.
But, So speaking of Justice League, speaking of people who are in the Justice League, Batman's in the Justice League. So, you know, Batman Eternal. That's how I made that jump back. So, Batman Eternal. Go-ho. Yeah, I think, you know, we... I don't know. I mean, I think it can get better, but I really hope that, even though they say it's a weekly series and they don't have an end date, I'm still on the bandwagon that's hoping for 12 issues. Even if it's 25 weekly isn't so bad. I mean, it's bad for them. Dear God, you know, I pray for their souls, whoever writes and draws this. I mean, on a weekly basis, that's unheard of. You know, if anyone's coming into this and doesn't understand, you know, doesn't know, they're all, comics are monthly for a reason, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they have the time. I mean, clearly the person who's writing this has had this story mapped out for a while. I assume maybe it's just the artists that are having a hard time. But, because usually, you know, everyone's given each other, you know, months to really, you know, like, plan this story out. Where is it going? Where is it headed? You know, getting people to check over it to see if there's any issues with, you know. I mean, heck, look at the Injustice digital series. Of course, it was made in print, but in the digital series, there were a lot of mistakes. You know, in, let's say, like, you know, I mean, you know them, like Batman's fist or his teeth or, you know, Catwoman's eye or little things like that, where in the printed version they got changed, but people paid money for them. Of course, they were only $1 issues online, which was another little thing right there. So you can see, they were $1. How much were the employees paid? But regardless, yes, so having this be a weekly series that is in canon is, you know, I mean, hey, it was already mapped out. It had to be. But I think that also might be their downfall, because it was probably mapped out before people thought of things like Arkham War and other kind of post-apocalyptic scenarios that we've already seen. And I think they really need to think of their, you know, they need to think of their market, because, like, you know, jumping to Secret Origins only for a second, we made the joke about Superman Origin, but for all we know, this could have been planned months back, right? But then it's like, hey, guys, remember, though, or even a year or so, like, they could have thought, you know, oh, let's do this for a lot of different people if they want to jump in and just get the origins. But it's like, hey, guys, you had Superman issue zero. You had Action Comics issue zero. You had so much that has introduced who Superman is that it's unneeded, you know? So I think they really need to think, you know. So instead of thinking so far in advance, they actually do need to go with the flow, where it's like, does the story work out when we just had another story like this? And I know it's technically been 3 years, which is a little scary to say that we've been living in a 3-year-old or 2.5-year-old New 52 universe. But because it began in 2011. But at the same time, it's still the issues, you know, the zero issues came out actually 12 issues after. So technically, we had the zero issues, which were the origin stories for everyone, whoever they released at the time. We had those 2 years ago. Point being, they need to think, like, will this sell? Really think, because, you know, I mean, there are some people who will just buy Batman Eternal as diehards, but while I really enjoy Batman, so far it's gotten me invested into it, but I don't know if I will want to pick up the TPB when it is finished, especially if they're going to try to go for, like, 100 issues or something.
I mean, I think,
you know,
right,
like,
now they have it planned up to, I think I saw, like, 40 or 50.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that's a full year run, technically, so.
Yeah.
If it works for them, it works for them, but, I mean, you know, it's not like Legends of the Dark Knight, something which is great, by the way, because Legends of the Dark Knight, if you haven't looked into Legends of the Dark Knight or Adventures of Superman, what make them a bit better than other series being on a weekly basis, you know, online, even Batman 66, which is based on the, you know, 1966 series with Adam West and Burt Ward, is that they are done by different artists, by different writers, and are done, you know, as 3 to 4, sometimes even 6-part story arcs. But once the 6 parts are up, all right, that guy's done writing. right? You know, that artist could even be done drawing for right now. So that means that, you know, these stories are technically only six parts long, so they can go on a weekly basis. But if this goes on a weekly basis for, you know, 50 issues, I mean, honestly, I don't think we'll be as enthusiastic by issue 50. Maybe, you know, I mean, maybe we'll be, you know, we'll be like, oh, it's done.
I mean, like, for right now, the thing is, I'm not collecting any other Batman series but this one, so I'm all gung-ho for it. But, I mean, it's only been 3 weeks. By the time week 10, I could just, I don't know how I'm going to be, but after a while, I'm wondering, I don't know how long I'm going to be, just like, I can't wait for the next issue. And so I'm just like, I guess the new issue is coming out. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and imagine, because honestly, and you're lucky, because if you were collecting recent Batman, the actual Batman, not Detective Comics, but Batman, you'd feel like this is a rehash, or at the very least, because I mentioned this earlier, and an episode or so ago, when it first started, that I felt as if we were just, you know, getting the same, all right, there's an apocalypse, you know, bad things are happening in Gotham, which you might think, well, bad things are always happening in Gotham, which is true, but they're just so, you know, like, big and huge that it has to be so huge that, you know, the entire city is being destroyed. It's like, calm down, guys. Sometimes a bank gets robbed, all right, you know? Sometimes, heck, even though I wouldn't want someone to die, maybe someone gets shot. And I don't mean Gordon pulling the trigger. I mean, like, actually getting shot and being like, oh, no, one of Batman's friends is in peril. What's going on here, you know? Like, something where it's just, you know, I don't know. I really think by the time they, because if what they're doing is, like, maybe the first 25 or whatever, they're building up to the future, either the next 25 or in the future, whatever they are right now, I'm not going to be so happy.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because it's just like, I don't, you know, because they're, it sounds really weird. I'm really hoping for time travel. I'm really hoping for some kind of changing the future, actually changing the future, so that this is all retconned. I am actually okay with that for once. I know I'm going to get criticized and crucified for this. But I think that it would be better off never, like, it being an alternate timeline of evil, right? rather than kind of like how, even though we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here, how Power Girl and how Huntress's world is right now. Kind of like that alternate, like, this is happening, this is bad world. Rather than being in the main universe.
Yeah.
There's a main universe where somehow Superman decided not to get involved. It's like, I know Gotham is Batman's city, but after a while, you kind of start to shake your head a bit and kind of, you scratch your head and you start asking questions.
Yeah, it's like, maybe Superman could help out Batman. I mean, he's pretty fast. He could get there quickly.
Yeah, it becomes an issue. But moving forward, now to the all-new Invaders, issue 4. What did you think about it? Because you've heard me. I've been saying, the entire time. So what do you think about it?
Well, it was interesting because in the beginning I was kind of iffy because the dialogue seemed so weird in the beginning. But then I realized there was a plan. And I was like, oh, that's why Captain America said phrases like, damn you, Kree scum. I was like, that seems a bit weird, but okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and then they just show Bucky getting shot. I'm like, well, I mean, he's going to be back, but I didn't think by the end of the issue, so that was kind of cool.
Actually, I knew it was a plan. I didn't know it was a plan by Cap, though. I thought it was I will admit, though, I thought Cap's writing was off. Not even in that instance, but in other instances, I don't know why, I feel like their writing was a bit off. In other issues. But I will say, though, in that issue, I was like, yeah, Cap's writing is off. But I didn't realize that it was a whole plan. I just believed that it was Bucky's plan because I knew that Bucky wasn't going to die right there. Something inside me just made me think, like, I don't think in all new Invaders issue 4, they are going to now officially kill off Bucky. Because they killed him off, quote-unquote, before, but now he's hiding underground. But I didn't think he'd actually be dead. Either that, or he was going to be like, oh no, he was hit with, you know, Kree electricity.
Exactly.
He is now, like, something like that, where I was like, alright, he's not dead. He can, like, he's a spy. Like, of course, either he can, you know, lower his pulse, or, you know, obviously we realize that they lied because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
I wasn't, I don't know, like, I'm just not so into these 4 issues. I mean, I'm going to keep on reading, because it's not like a bad premise. It's just, you know, okay, you know how they've been doing those joke issues for Deadpool where they go back into the past, quote-unquote?
Yeah, yeah.
I would like those, except to be serious, you know, not even drawn in the style of the older stuff, but just taking place in the past. I would enjoy some Invaders in the past, but something about all new Invaders doesn't really just, I don't find it that appealing.
Well, I mean, the thing for me is I think maybe the opening story being the whole Kree thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that would have been better served as maybe a second arc, and maybe for the first arc being something more, I guess, new reader friendly. Because I don't think just some guy or some kid that's never read a Marvel comic before is going to pick it up and go, oh, the Kree, yeah, I've heard of them. They're pretty cool. I don't think they're really going to know what's going on with all these things like the Kree and whatever that guy, Icarus, and the whole the God's Whisper. I don't think they're going to get all that in a matter of one issue.
No, definitely. And we're not even saying that they need to cater to new readers. We're not saying that because, you know, I mean, they can do whatever the hell they want to. They're comics, you know what I mean? Like they do stuff like this all the time. But the reason why we bring it up is because the recent you know, Marvel kind of like the slogan is just like all new, meaning that it's like, you know, all new and, you know, the new trying to, you know, starting at issues one and everything's getting this restart, trying to make you think like, oh, they're trying to get in these new readers. I mean, why else would they restart certain issues like Daredevil or whatever? Why else would you do it? And it's like, well, they're not really doing it for new readers. They're just like, they say they are. They want people to think, oh, it's the first issue of Daredevil. Oh, it's the first issue of this. And it's like, well, Daredevil's in the West Coast.
Yeah.
East Coast, rather. You know, he's moved way off. Like, you have, you know, all new Avengers, oh, God, all new Invaders, where it's just like, where, you know, you have, it's like, I'm the original Human Torch. Like, I'm sure that right there could have confused a bunch of people who don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you didn't tell me about this, I would have picked up the issue. Like, if I didn't know about the Human Torch, because obviously I knew about it, I think, through you and, of course, through writers like Ed Brubaker doing the original, you know, his Captain America run with, you know, the Winter Soldier. And, you know, and things like that where I knew, like, oh, there was a Human Torch before the one I know from the Fantastic Four. Like, wow, that's actually, whoa. The guy I did not know about this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But to anyone not knowing, and again, I'm not saying that you need to explain everything, because even I find that to be a bit whatever, but I do believe that when your slogan is, we want to get new readers, we're going to make issue ones instead of issue 695s, it's like, all right, well then, actually explain things to people.
Exactly.
Don't just be like, you know, it'd be really cool, the Kree. What if they don't know about the Kree? But they totally do. They were in the, they were in the Marvel movie, the Avengers one. Like, that was the Chitauri. You couldn't use the Kree, remember? Well, you know, whatever, man. Like,
I mean, they'll make the connection.
They got to pick up a comic book, then. I mean, what are we trying to do here? Get new readers? But, sir, you just said, get out of my office.
But, yeah, I mean, the first page of Invaders, I was confused, because I don't know too much about the Kree. So it was like, we must find the God's Whisper for the Kree Queen, whatever her name was. I'm like, I don't know what any of those words mean, but I saw Winter Soldier on the cover, so I'm going to read.
Yeah, no. Literally, because the thing is what I've learned from comics is to just nod. Like, and I don't know if it's facetiously at this point. Like, I don't know if I'm nodding, just being like, of course it's what you think you should do. But that's what I'm doing. I'm just nodding like it's just like, you know, it's like, we to get the glop the goop from the sloop the noop empire. Well, of course you do. You go do that.
Course that's what you're doing.
And then eventually when I see the, you know, the hoop the snoop like elsewhere, I'm like, yep, that's where, yeah, that's, I've made the connection. Yeah, that's where they're from. And then I go about my day. You know, that's what I have to do when I read comics, which is a bit upsetting, isn't it? But that's what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I just kind of sat there and did. But, I haven't been so into it. I think that opening sequence should have been a the sequence where it's like, I'm remembering this as a dream, like whatever. Like, I don't remember this. That should have been, like you said, an arc in itself. And then the end of the arc could have been like Bucky or whoever it is waking up and going, wait, I don't remember that. And be like, wait, what? And all of a sudden the next arc is, and then the next arc be like, but I don't remember this. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we extracted it from your memories. Ah, and then that would be their second. Because this is not a good opening arc.
Not at all.
See, okay,
I mean,
good. So at least
the thing is,
with me
well, yeah, because I know when we spoke about this, you were kind of like, and I'm like, I love it. Let me be clear. I love it because of the characters in it, not because of the first arc. I love that we got this classic team back, but with the modern versions of the character. I definitely think a different arc should have been used for the opening, because like I said, I read the first issue, I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but Winter Soldier's coming at some point, so I'm going to keep going with this. And I'm hoping issue two, not issue two, the next arc is less intergalactic Kree stuff and more like Earthbound things.
Yeah, you know, thank you so much, because I think that's definitely another issue, too, that I'm having, where I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know, like, I feel like sometimes maybe the writers think, oh, what have they not dealt with before? Like, as a way to try to get something new and fresh. But it's actually done in a way of, what have they not dealt with before? It's like, well, they haven't dealt with this before because it's not their thing.
Exactly.
You know? Like, it's the same reason why I'm not a big fan of Batman going supernatural. I mean, I understand that some people in the Batman mythos are supernatural. That happens. But I'm not a big fan of it. I'm a bigger fan of it just being, just coming down to crazy. Where, yeah, I'm just not a big fan of, you know, it's just like, well, we haven't done too many Batman supernatural stories. It's like, because it doesn't fit, in my
opinion. Exactly.
So in this
like the
case,
opening,
it doesn't fit.
Yeah, the opening to Invaders number 4, it had nothing to do with Kree. It was just good old-fashioned supervillains, having them all handcuffed. Cap makes a baseball reference. Nobody gets it. And then Namor shows up with half of the entire ocean population, including a including a whale that has arms, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, it was something. Imperious Rex. So I was like, okay, we're doing great. And it would have been great. Oh, my God, what I love is she makes a baseball reference, and all of a sudden, just like someone's like, I don't get that reference, Captain Britain. Neither do I. Like, I just love it. It's like, shut up. Like, I love it.
It was just like Namor psychics, like, well, what he's saying is you forgot about Namor.
Yes. It's Namor? I always thought it was Namor. I was called him, like, you're enamored.
See, I've heard both, so I don't, I've always went with Namor.
All right, so I go with Meow Meow. I go with Meow Meow. But, so moving forward, we're still sticking with, you know, the Invaders.
Okay.
It's also, by the way, don't you love how they skipped the actual fighting?
Yeah, I noticed that.
I understood in the middle of reading it, it's like, oh, they fight with him on the ship, so they thought it would be a bit too much to fight with him there. And also the fact that they, you know, it was Cap's plan to get captured all along, something we've never seen, by the way. Like, no one has ever thought to be captured to get on the ship to do something crazy. So that was innovative. But, you know, sarcasm to the max. But I do feel as if, though, that, you know, at first I was really upset. It was just like, you know, it's just like, what do we do to, like, get them on our side? Let's skip the fighting. They will not like that at all.
Yeah.
You know what, Jim? Like, wow. This is why we hired you. Because we thought,
for two
what
months.
Could we do different? Yeah, what could we do differently in these superhero comics? Not have fighting. I mean, it's like we were so stupid, we were so blind to think anything else.
Yeah.
So I was very upset at first. And then thankfully I learned, it was like, oh, we're doing this because the fight's going to happen again. And, you know, because I would admit, if they had two fights on that, you know, one on and off the ship, it would have been repetitive, actually.
Yeah.
So I do see what they did there. It's just that at the time, they did not, like, they did not have me swayed. And that's the issue, when you need people to purchase your comics.
Yeah.
You know, like, it would be a big issue if, you know, you, being the guy who was so gung-ho with getting in on this, gives up after either the fourth issue or the first arc, because you were like, you know, not a big fan. And you know, and if there's people who don't look into these arcs and know that, no, in this case, the writer's only on for like a month or something, they won't know that there's a chance it could change, because there's something new coming up on their pull list. You know, and that's definitely a major thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to stick with it, because, I mean, when it comes to, like, a new series, I usually give it the first arc and then one more issue to see how it goes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'll see how it goes. I mean, the main selling point for me was Winter Soldier being on the team, so...
Yeah, that's definitely smart. And one thing I have to say, and I feel like such a jerk for complaining about it, but I'll always complain about it. It'll always be, a pet peeve of mine. And just, answer me a question if you know how many. How many teams is Captain America on right now?
How much time do you have?
Yeah, right? We have another half an hour on our show. That's 25 minutes. How many teams is Bucky on right now? Well, technically he isn't on any teams, right, since he's dead? Or is he still
this
on a team
only...
anyway?
No, this is the only team. He's still kind of underground.
Okay. Because something in my head goes, he's underground in the quote-unquote main canon, but still in the main canon, but still in the not-so-main canon. We have Thunderbolts, we have, everybody have Bucky. But no, good. We're stuck with... But yeah, Cap, it's just like you just have to laugh at it and really take all that in.
Yeah.
Take it all in. So, that's...
Cap,
yeah.
can you come over here and help us out? I'm sorry, Tony. I'm with the Invaders. Who are they? They're my new team. But you're on the Avengers. I'm helping them out. Bucky's alive? No, I didn't say Bucky. I never said Bucky.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah, it's like, but Cap, and all of a sudden it's just like, someone else comes up, Wolverine, just be like, was that Cap? Like, no, it wasn't. Well, really? Because the resemblance is uncanny. Because there's also Avengers of them now. did that get canceled and I missed it?
I don't even know, honestly.
That's how much people care. Good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
This is Comic Guru over here. That's how much people care. That's great to hear. In case anyone wants to call and tell us if it actually got canceled, because, again, I don't care. But I think our other listeners may care. Why not? 718-664-9468. The number is 718-664-9468. So moving on with Batman Superman.
Okay.
That's lovely for a new reader to jump into, right?
Oh, my God. It's like paradise for them. We
oh,
were on
yeah.
new worlds. We got Toy Man. Well, the kid version of Toy Man, anyway.
Yeah.
We got parallel Earths. We've got weird creatures.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. Like, oh, no. Just that alone. You know what I think is the best? Telling people they have to buy other comics to get what they wanted from one comic.
Yeah.
People love that. Also, Uncanny Avengers, well, you should still call, anyway, 718-664-9468. Uncanny Avengers is still going. Which, from the cover, yes, is Cap and Wolverine and Black Bolt and Thor and Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It doesn't even sound like a bad team. It's just so many. So many things. Why?
Yeah.
No, we don't need this. Why? But anyway, moving back to Batman Superman 9. So, by the way, if anyone doesn't know this is, you're going to love this, everyone. If you don't know this, so Batman Superman 9 was supposed to come out before World's Finest, which is a Power Girl and Huntress issue, which Power Girl and Huntress was issue 21. But because of some delays, Batman Superman 9 had to be postponed, which is fine. That happens, right? Like, no one's going to say, things happen. But for some reason, they decided to not delay World's Strongest 21. World's Finest, rather. We just did a World's Strongest podcast on DBZ, so it's like, excuse me. Definitely check that out in the archives, though. But seriously, though, I just feel so confused because, again, everyone, think about this. Here's parts 1, 2, 3, and 4, right? Parts 1 and 2 are out, but we couldn't get part 3 to you out. It's like, all right, it happens. But here's part 4. What? To anyone confused, just leave it on your shelf for another month or two, if you please. Excuse me?
Yeah. I mean, I thought, because I actually read 21 before I read Superman, and I was like, wait a minute.
I thought I told you not to do that.
No, you told me the other issues for World's Finest. I didn't even know it was a crossover. And then I read it. I'm like, wait a minute.
Something is amiss.
Superman, Batman... Yeah. I think of Superman Batman, I'm like, so clearly there was a delay somewhere.
Yes. I'm so sorry I didn't tell you.
No, it's fine.
Because
it was
I didn't know until recently either.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, because I had gotten 21, and I opened it up, and the cover said part 3. I open it up, it says part 4, and it's like my home world. It's right there. This didn't happen last issue.
Yeah.
I had to find the last issue, be like, nope, that we weren't at that point.
Yeah, I opened it up. I'm like, wait a minute. That wasn't where I left off.
Yeah,
at first I thought it might have been the file. I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm like looking. I'm like, no, something. I don't understand.
Yeah, no.
So then I went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, though, it's not even that it was bad. It was actually really cool, and I know that. And now that I know what they're doing, see, I think the issue is that people will try to tell me, Matt, but there's always a plan. It's like, yeah, but it's really bad when it's like you start off your viewers really readers really confused, because I was extremely confused until I realized, so the plan is that you're going to tell me what the hell's going on in that world the next issue. Because they are, sadly, the writers for Superman Batman, they are switching up, yes? From what I've heard. Yes,
They're
switching up, which means that we're going to have, some changes. So I assume that this is one of those, all right, let's do something in the interim, because you don't know what to do. Because obviously they don't want to, like, forward the story of Batman Superman during these, during these changes, which I understand.
Yeah.
But it was good. Again, I enjoyed, Batman meeting his daughter, who he doesn't know is his daughter yet. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Superman meeting his cousin, who is his cousin, but not really. It's cool. But it's true. It's happening. That's what happened.
That's how you sell an issue.
That's how you sell an issue. But I think the only thing that I found troublesome was just, you're like, oh, it's new Batman Superman. It's like, all right, cool. So are you trying to get other people to read? No. But it's a new universe, right? Not if you know nothing about comics. Like, if you know nothing about comics, you just know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right. Again, I'm not saying you need to, dumb it down for everyone. But when you say the words, because now DC said the words. We are having a new universe, right?
Mm.
So you assume that they are having a new universe. And I shouldn't be let down by now. It's DC, but still, for all the stuff they've done so far with their quote unquote new universe, it's like, all right, so clearly you just made people younger. But I thought, all right, Batman Superman is new. Maybe they'll just do new self-contained stories.
Yeah.
Maybe making references, back in the day, I remember they made references to, like, Kingdom Come, which were really cool, but they weren't necessary, but they were cool. But it's like, no, we're just going to have it tie in with World's Finest, which, again, by the way, you're going to have to buy this and this. Oh, and it's going to be delayed in case you don't read up comic book news. So, I had to look it up. I was like, screw it, I got to Google this. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah,
and then
I mean,
that's going on. I was like, what?
Yeah, and I'm like plugged into comic book websites, and none of them even mentioned the delay. So I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
that's
a big issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, so we have that. And then now we move on to Secret Origins number 1, which we've made jokes about, Superman, being another origin. But honestly, we both admit, it was written so well.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the only reason I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's the same exact thing we've seen for 76 years.
Yes, but it was just so beautifully done that I'm okay with it. I think, though, in a couple months, you mentioned, in about maybe like 4 months, they're going to be doing Joker.
Mm-hmm.
That's really stupid.
Yeah.
We just saw one in 0 year, and we just had a peak, not a full one, but we had a peak at one in the 0 issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, guys, what are you doing here?
What are they even going to do? We're going to charge $20 for this issue because it's going to be a 48-page reproduction of The Killing Joke, and that's what's going to happen.
Basically. I don't get it. But, again, we had Superman was great. Robin was great because even though people can say, oh, I've seen Robin so many times, technically we haven't.
Yeah.
Technically, you might have, All-Star Batman that we don't speak of, but still, we have a few different versions of things, but, it still could have been, it still could have been worse. Again, Joker, Superman, Batman. Batman's will be the worst.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, Batman's going to be the one that is just, you know, what are you doing here? I feel, personally.
Yeah.
But,
and, I mean, the thing with Robin's was, the reason I was pretty good with Robin is even though I did have the Zero issue, which kind of went into it, it was different than the Zero issue. I mean, obvious things were carried over, but they kind of went a bit farther with it. Like, you actually see him in the Robin suit as opposed to just, like the TMNT-style mask he had going on.
Ah, yes. That was the Zero Year. Yeah, I enjoyed Zero Year, I think, more because they didn't just go back to the standard, you know, superhero, you know, Robin origin, which was very nice.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel as if that, you know, this story did a very good job, you know, at being a Robin origin that, while we've seen before, it was just, I think they really tried to bring the feels, you know, if I have to use an internet term here. And it definitely did its part, I think, to really make us, you know, interested in it.
Yeah, especially at the end of the Robin. Yeah, and at the end of the Robin when he's talking to Alfred when he's in his room, like he doesn't know what to do about his parents' death, and then he rides the roller coaster. That was really cool.
Exactly. Little things like that, you know, will really get me invested.
Yeah.
You know?
And then going back to the Superman short, I love that one page when Martha and John kind of just got him when he came out of the rocket, and he broke Martha's finger by accident. And she pretty much just says, I remember the look on your little face. You knew what you did, and you were sorry. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, no, like, it's just little things like that where it's just like, oh, you know, it's like, it's just, it's really, really, really cute. And I think it definitely makes you, you know, makes you feel inside. And I think it's obviously what they were going for.
Yeah.
And I was happy about that. And then there was Supergirl.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like Supergirl was the odd one out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Superman fan, and I was so bored reading the Supergirl one.
Yeah, and it sucks because that should have been also, like, a very interesting one, you know, because I think, actually, I feel as if Supergirl should have been the one that no one knew about, so they really should have focused so much on that one.
Exactly.
Where Supergirl just felt like, it's like, all right, you know everything that happened in Superman. See the sidelines. Things you did not know that happened to Superman's cousin.
Exactly.
And it's like,
they did show things we haven't seen, but it wasn't interesting at all. At least to me, anyway.
Yeah, I think that is, you know, definitely an issue. But I mean, hey, you know, if we can just definitely take that, you know, that that love that you had for the first two parts of the issue, and you apply that to every character, no matter who they are, I think you'll have a good, you know, a good series on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to try, I think. And so definitely don't try to peter off and do something cool for, you know, people like Supergirl who you're just like, you know, it's like, remember, no one knows about these characters.
Exactly.
For some of them. And that's what I think they should be used for, I think, for people that you don't know about.
Or even to reintroduce characters that haven't been reintroduced into the new 52 yet.
Exactly.
Like
weren't reintroduced, they could have. If they weren't, they could have been done like this. Things like that.
I mean, characters like, for me, one of my old favorites from prior to the New 52 was actually Starman. So I would have thought it'd been pretty cool. Maybe he gets a Secret Origins issue for him.
Right. Well, I mean, he could get one in the future, but obviously, as of right now, they aren't being talked about.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Only a few of the major ones. But yeah. So, and that's where we ended today. So what do you think? Everyone should buy these issues? I would say that they should.
Yeah, I think so.
Other than, I mean, okay, if you're going to skip out on the first arc of Invaders, I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll really have to, you know, sum it all up when the arc is finished. But as of right now, I wouldn't blame you. But definitely look into, you know, Secret Origins, even Batman Superman, because as I mentioned, even though it was like crazy, it was a good kind of crazy. It could have been a lot worse, in my opinion.
And I think the art style is just fantastic for it.
It's very different, I think. Like, I'm a big fan of, you know, the standard, like, art style, I will admit, but I do like how different the art looks for most, you know, for the current Batman Superman series. It's very different. It's very, like, it actually looks like, when you think of art, like, actual, like, art in a museum, that's what I think of. Like, it's very, like, you know, like, it really is intriguing, I feel.
Yeah, Like, I'm not big on it for Superman, but the way he drew Batman was just amazing to me.
Exactly. Yeah. Superman, it's weird when he draws humanoid figures, but for a Batman who's meant to look more like a bat, very out there and kind of like, he draws him in a way where he like blends with the wind, you know? It's very interesting, and I enjoy that most definitely. Also how he draws the Huntress, because, you know, she is his daughter, so they're drawn in similar ways. And
oh,
you can
absolutely
tell just by the art style alone, where it's like, you know, it's like, oh, like, this is his daughter. Like, this person definitely, if you didn't know that she was his daughter, you'd at least think that she was a Batman fan.
Yeah, and then there's the whole panel where
outfit.
It's like, yeah, and when Superman's thinking, like, when he kind of remembers the alternate universe, there's like that giant silhouette of Earth 2 Batman behind him. It just looks so well done.
Yes. Most definitely. It was great. So, but that is all the time that we have for you guys today. I will be playing the ending theme, but, you know, I would like to still thank you guys for listening to those guys. And any closing things you have to say, Anthony? Or are we good?
I think we're good.
All right. So I'm going to play our ending song. Thank you guys for listening. And I would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys.
Bye-bye.